This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only one more week to go before we have our final 12-team playoff rankings. Were you dialed in yesterday?
No, I wasn't, actually.
I wasn't either.
Nope.
I guess, you know, as much as it's, you want to know what the committee thinks,
they
right?
love their college football but on
this show. Well, they're going to announce it, and I'll talk about it the next day.
But isn't this the difference between the 12-team and the 4-team? There's good and bad of both, right?
Yeah.
The good is you got more games to care about, more games to kind of pay attention to. Like, you cared about Colorado and Kansas because Colorado was still in it. You know, you wouldn't have done that in the BCS era, maybe. Certainly you wouldn't in the BCS. And in the 14 playoff, you wouldn't have. But the other side of this is, what do I really need to watch that last night? There's still another week of college football, and then the... and I should say there's still two more rankings, because then you have the conference championship week after that. So I got to correct myself. But that's what I mean. There's still so much football left to be played, and so many things are going to change this. And I asked you, if Ohio State loses to Michigan, they're still in the playoff, right? Now, Indiana cannot lose to Purdue in their final game.
Well, if you lose to Purdue, that's it. I mean, good God. I'm sure everybody's watched Purdue exactly two times. Maybe, well, actually, probably once, just against Ohio State. I've seen Purdue three times, and that was three too many.
Penn State has Maryland. They're a 5-win team?
Now, you know that this is... I'm not going to say this is a Big 12 show, but this is a show that respects the Big 12. They put Arizona State number 12 if they make the playoff there, which clearly would be a Big 12 champion, is a slap in the face.
Okay.
Is a slap in the face to the conference. I find it to be captivating football. I like football that's won on the margins. I don't find it to be sloppy. I don't find it to be sloppy, terrible football the way that some people have made it out to be over years past. I think it's well coached, clearly.
You're right. That conference has been dogged all year.
Yes, even and I don't think it deserves to
be. Even
though
the SEC has certainly not distanced itself, they might have the better players, like, but they've got all the bad losses
this year. Like, I'll say what it is. Okay, the SEC teams that are in. See, it's hard to make an argument. The SEC teams that are in. Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, right? There's three in, which is probably two less than they want it to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those teams would probably run everybody in the Big 12 off the field. All right, fine. Would Boise State really run them off the field? Boise better be happy that they got a great running back, obviously, and that UNLV is playing to the level it did. I thought UNLV might have a slip-up here or two. They didn't, and that's the only thing boasting them up
right.
to be a home field advantage, or I should say a first-round bye.
Yeah.
Which, for whatever reason, teams that get a first-round bye, they should get a home game, but they don't get a home game.
So here are the matchups today, which we know is subject to change, obviously, and they likely will. Arizona State, Ohio State at the Shoe, 12 versus 5. Tennessee at Georgia. Interesting SEC matchup. I don't know the appetite for that. You would think people would want to see the SEC teams play outside the conference. Also, Indiana and Penn State, again, another conference versus conference game. I thought the whole point of the playoff was that we'd get to see teams traveling to different places. And then SMU, SMU at South Bend taking on Notre Dame in a 10-7. So yesterday, had the opportunity in listening to the ESPN show, Ward Manuel, who is obviously big-time administrator and somebody who is on the committee. He's over there at Michigan. He was asked flat out, Indiana, they're still in, huh?
I don't think any active athletic director should be on this committee at all.
Right? Seems kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it's silly.
Even throwing to him, and I'm like, oh, he's on the committee, huh? But that's what they do. They've always done that with the BCS and the different committees over the years. Obviously, March Madness, we know that. Gene Smith famously was on it the year that Ohio State got a terrible draw when they had maybe their best team. So I find it very interesting that he did say he kind of watched that Ohio State game and said it was validation for them. I thought it looked like a total mismatch to me. I know the score is 14-7 at the half.
He also said, buddy, you work on the season.
I think the rest of the season.
They've won all their games except for Ohio State.
The rest of the teams in the SEC having a bad night.
Nebraska.
I think that's what helped Indiana. I agree with you that it was a total mismatch. I think the final, boy, if it would have been 31-14, it would have been even stronger, but Ryan Day scored the final touchdown. Good for him. But I think that it was really more the other teams failing. I don't think they want to say, though, that the other teams failed and that's why
Ole
we kept him in. It sounds like charity.
Bama.
It sounds like charity for him. But because Alabama and because Ole Miss failed,
gotta find 12 teams.
Has to leave Indiana in. You got to find 12 teams, exactly. So he makes a case. It's not a good case. I think it's more the other teams in the SEC failed.
Meanwhile, there was some college football last night. Some action.
Yeah.
Some Tuesday night action.
Yes, indeed.
On ESPN2. I was enjoying this. So it was Akron versus UT. They're in overtime. The Rockets, fourth down and goal and needing to get into the end zone. Holy Toledo. Get the sack on fourth down. Akron wins their final two games of the year. Kenny. Give it up to the Zips.
Audio courtesy ESPN. It's nice to hear a familiar voice and a friend of ours there. And it's nice that the Zips have won, baby! 4-8. Hey, that's totally two away from bowl eligible, babe. I love it. And how do you get it in your size? I'm like, they send it. It's like, there's a lot of people who are people of size on these football teams,
you
and that's who
guy?
They make it for.
You know a guy in Iowa State?
Yeah, I know a guy. I know
Mark
a couple.
Rangy.
That was a joke.
He's borrowing.
I still have that as a gag.
That is incredible.
I fit into it again.
Good for Joe Moorhead. You know, he moved back here. His dad was, you know, battling some health issues, and unfortunately, over the last week, he passed away.
Yeah.
Merv, I think he was 82. So Joe Moorhead was coaching with a heavy heart. And what a nice job finishing up the season. Who had to beat in Toledo?
Nobody.
I mean, that's the first time in 11 years.
Been 11 years since we beat Toledo?
Or was it 11 matchups? Probably 11
Holy
matchups.
Holy potatoes. Yeah. I remember we went out to the Glass Bowl once and it was a wasted trip. Just got our clocks cleaned.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad day.
You said
bad weather, too.
You said to me off the air, like, Toledo has a little bit of NIL money.
They got a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Like they're like the one team in the MAC that asked them. That's why the Mountain West was like coming at their door like, hey, guys, interested after they lost a few of those teams earlier this fall. But no, congratulations to the Zips. Wonderful time.
Text your boy Greco. How's he feeling today?
I'm sure he feels just fine on that nice piece of property.
That's right. It for about last night.
Fixed My Life at 7:45. We'll go around the AFC North coming up at 8 o'clock. Take a look at all these games and these matchups, even though the Browns don't play till Monday. Speaking of the Browns, up next, if they're really doing this, going into Stefanski and Barry's sixth season next year, just call the movers now. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live in the Fan.